are back. The regular season is officially over. First day of the play-in tonight, which means only two games on the schedule, but we're ready to break them down. It's Ethan speaking, of course, joined by Chris. How are we feeling?
Oh, loving it. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Been counting down for this, man. The last week of the season sucked.
Yeah.
That's, of course, why we didn't do that many podcasts either. So much going on between people being ruled out and playing. But no, man, playing game. Postseason, I love it. Let's
yeah.
do it.
I guess we haven't actually been on here in a while, but like you said, that last week of the season was just, even if we talked about it that morning, the slate would look nothing like that come lock.
Oh, yeah. It was legitimately just luck if you landed on the right players, so.
Yeah. But now we are officially in the play-in, which means meaningful basketball.
Yeah. Granted, only two games, so probably not going to take us long. But, hey, like you said, meaningful basketball. Let's do it.
Yep. Of course, before we jump into it, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't. Hit the notification bell to get notified when a new video comes up. And if you're listening to it in podcast form, download today's episode. Follow us on the platform. Leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is always appreciated. And let's go ahead and jump into the first game on the slate. We got the Atlanta Hawks facing the Miami Heat. Heat are 5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228. Injuries, you got Max Strus probable, Kyle Lowry questionable.
Go ahead, you can start us.
All right, starting it off with Atlanta. I actually really like DeAndre Hunter in this spot. He's not a bad price compared to everyone else. 5,400 isn't too bad. Didn't play too much these last two games, but didn't really mean too much for Atlanta anyways. So I'm expecting him to get back to his 30 minutes tonight. It's a great matchup at that small forward spot, especially if something happens and Strus is the starter on the other end. But 5,400 doesn't feel like a bad price for Hunter.
No, I mean, I definitely like the Miami side better of this game. I know it's going to be a slower pace for Atlanta here, but I mean, your normal guys, Trae Young, 10K on DraftKings, that's definitely went up in price here since the last few weeks. But I mean, it is Trae Young, not the greatest matchup. I kind of like the front court here a little more, looking at guys like Capella down here at $6,200. I definitely like that price tag and like taking some shots there. But I'm also with you. DeAndre Hunter is $4,900. And looking at this slate this morning, man, there is not much value at all. And yeah. A lot of people have been priced up. So you're going to have to basically try to take whatever you can. And if you're getting a starter like DeAndre Hunter at $4,900, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, he was probably my favorite play. You got Trae Young on FanDuel is $9,700, which, I mean, isn't bad. But
no, that's not bad.
He really hasn't been too good against Miami all season.
No, like I said, it's just the whole matchup alone for Atlanta is not my favorite here. So, like I said, I probably like the Miami side better, but as a couple guys, the center, like I said, Capella, I think it's a decent price. If you want to take some shots at John Collins, he is only 5,300 still, and you can play him power forward or center. So, I mean, I think there's a couple decent kind of value pieces here for Atlanta, but not the greatest matchup.
Yeah, well, I mean, you keep talking about matchup. Just to put it into perspective, just in terms of pace, Atlanta is the 9th fastest team on the season. Miami was 29th. I mean, they're going up against almost the slowest team in the league.
Yeah, there you go. And then the problem, too, is, you know, towards the end of the year, you had all these guys priced up, like Sadiq Bey up to 5,800. And
yeah.
I mean, this guy was in the 4K range for the longest time, but now he's kind of at the price where going into this playing game, I don't know that I want to play him.
Yeah, plus, I mean, you just don't know what the minutes are going to look like.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think if you're looking for somebody to be your safest would be Bogdanović, who's $5,200 on DraftKings. I do think his minutes are probably secure coming off that bench.
Yeah.
At least probably playing mid-20s maybe. So I don't mind taking some shots there either, but for the most part, that's probably it on my end.
Yeah, I think that is it for Atlanta for me too. So we can jump to Miami. I'll let you kickstart us on this side.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's questionable right now, but I don't know if they'll put him in a starting lineup. He'll keep coming off the bench. But, I mean, Kyle Lowry at 4K, I got to assume he plays here. And I think that's just a fantastic price on him.
Yeah, that's a steal of a price. He's $5,600 on FanDuel, and I didn't even mind it there as long as he's playing. Just because I think if he plays tonight, they're going to want him out there just because he's the veteran point guard compared to Vincent.
Exactly. I mean, I'm with you there. He's the veteran. He's the guy I feel like going, you know, in its playing game, you're going to want out there tonight. So, I mean, but he's already been playing mid-20s minutes, even coming off the bench. So, 4K yeah. Kyle Lowry, I mean, might be my favorite cheap play here, value play tonight. So,
yeah, especially if he gets thrown into that starting lineup somehow, too.
Well, yeah, if he gets thrown into the starting lineup, I got to imagine his ownership will go through the roof.
Oh, well, heck yeah, $4,000 Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, Tyler Hero, I do still like the price tag, $6,800 on DraftKings. You know, I mean, granted, this last game was a dud. They barely played. But, you know, 32 minutes against Philadelphia the game before that, put up 40.5 fantasy points. So, like I said, much better matchup here for Miami. $6,800 Tyler Hero, I do like that a lot tonight.
Yeah, he is $7,800 on FanDuel, but still not bad to compare to some of these other guys, so I don't mind it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Jimmy Butler tonight?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but he might be one of my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great matchup regardless, going up against John Collins or DeAndre Hunter, no matter who Miami starts in that starting yep. lineup. But just to throw out, last season, he had a 26% usage rate during the last regular season and jumped up to a 29% usage rate in the playoffs. So, I mean, you know, Jimmy Butler puts everything out there on the line when he's in the playoffs.
Yep, I agree. And I mean, like I said, it's just Jimmy Butler. I think the price tag at 9K on DraftKings is still, I think it's still really good compared to guys like LeBron. I mean, you got AD yeah. who's up to 11-2. So, no, if you're picking some stars here tonight, I mean, Jimmy Butler at 9K, man, I will take that all day long on a two-game slate.
Yeah, 9,800 on FanDuel, averaged 47 against Atlanta this season, 1.3 fantasy points per minute on the season, 1.4 over his last 10. I mean, and he's in the playoffs. Everything's adding up for Jimmy Butler to be potentially your best expensive guy tonight.
Yeah, pretty much the same with DraftKings. In three matchups this year, he's averaging 48.2 fantasy points against them. So, yeah, like I said, 9K, man. I got no issues with that in Jimmy Butler here tonight.
Yep. Also, don't even mind looking at Bam here at 8,200. He averaged 50 against Atlanta this season, almost 1.2 fantasy points per minute on the season. 8,200, he's still not at a bad price on FanDuel.
Yeah, probably my next favorite player here for Miami. He's 7,700 on DraftKings, and I think that's just too cheap. I know he's been pretty crappy the last few games of the season, but still, I mean, it's Bam. It's $7,700. Some of these Miami prices I still think are fantastic, and I still think there's some value there. So, yeah, I mean, Bam, Butler, Hero, all these guys look good tonight.
Yeah, that's about it for me, though. So anyone else for Miami?
If I had to – this is, we were talking about this before the podcast, but I do kind of feel like Kevin Love will get some, you know – some run here back to his, I would think, maybe, you know, 19, 20 minutes at least. So at $4,700, like I said, there's pretty much no value on the slate. So yeah. A $4,700 Kevin Love, you can play him power forward and center. I mean, I don't mind taking some shots, especially if you're playing, you know, a lot of lineups tonight.
Yeah, don't mind it.
Because trust me, I told you before the podcast, I tried building lineups this morning, and it is hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just... once you get into this spot, the play-in, playoffs, the value is just not there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you want to play even one, you know, two of these higher-priced guys tonight, you have to find some of this value. So it's going to be tough. But, yeah, I think that's probably it for me for Miami.
All right, which means we are jumping into the Western Conference play-in game tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves facing the L.A. Lakers. Lakers are 8-point favorites with an over and a total of 231.5. Injuries, you got Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Noel questionable, Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, Jaden McDaniels out, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, D'Angelo Russell probable, Shaquille Harrison, Tristan Thompson questionable.
You want to start?
Yeah, I can. Minnesota is in about the crappiest spot they could be. Jaden McDaniels punched a wall out of frustration, broke his hand. Rudy Gobert punched his own teammate, got sent home. Suspended for a game. So, I mean, they are just crumbling in front of our eyes right before the play-in started. But, I mean, as long as he plays, $9,000 cat, I'm going to go right to him. No Gobert, no McDaniels. He's put up 40-plus in his last three. I mean, he's probably going to get the bulk of his load at center tonight. So, 9K should have a great usage rate. I don't mind it.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, he's 8,600 on DraftKings, and I feel like he's, you know, I'm not saying a lock, but I just feel like he's one of those guys you got to have in a lot of your lineups tonight. You can play him at power forward too, so it just makes it even better.
Yeah, 1.3 fantasy points per minute on the season. And like I said, really the only good center they got tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, other guys, I look at Anthony Edwards here, 9,100. He's kind of in that Jimmy Butler range for me. I think it's a fantastic matchup for him. He definitely started turning it on the last few games of the season. So another guy right around that 9K price range that I just love the ceiling on him here tonight.
Yeah, wasn't too good against the Lakers on the season, but got to imagine he's just going to want to do whatever he can out there tonight.
Yeah, because, I mean, you also still, you're taking a big piece of your team off the, you know, off the floor here when you're talking about no Rudy Gobert. So it's just, I think it's just going to be more stuff that Edwards has to do, that Karl-Anthony Towns has to do. Shoot, even Mike Conley.
Yeah.
What's his price on FanDuel?
He's 6,100.
Okay, that's like he's gotten up to 69.
Yeah, he's always around the same price on FanDuel.
Yeah, so like I said, some of these guys, man, they really put the prices up there. But I actually like the matchup here for Conley, but it's just going to be whether or not you can get, you know, to him at that price tag.
The last game that Minnesota and the Lakers played each other, Conley put up 46 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I think he was right around that on DraftKings too. Put up 46.2. So, yeah, I mean, if you get something like that, the price tag's fantastic. But you just, like I said, it's just the way the slate's working out. It's going to be tough to get him in lineups unless you're playing kind of all that mid tier stuff.
Yeah, I do have two more guys to throw out though. Kyle Anderson, 6,500 will most likely start tonight. I mean, just played 36 minutes in his last game. 6,500 on FanDuel, don't mind it. Probably start at that power forward spot. And Taurean Prince will probably be the guy starting at small forward for Jaden McDaniels. So he's put up 20 or more in his last two games, 4,700. Don't mind him either.
Yeah, those prices are definitely a little bit better. Kyle Anderson's 7,600 on DraftKings and Taurean Prince is 5,600.
Dang.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. The value is pretty much gone here on the slate tonight, so you're just going to have to work these guys. But I do, I mean, yeah, Kyle Anderson, I'm with you. I do like him here, 7,600. That's definitely a steep price tag. And, I mean, Taurean Prince, 5,600. What's crazy is that's cheap here tonight for the slate. So,
anyone else for the Timberwolves?
No, because it's like I'm even trying to figure out who's going to play backup center, but I can't even figure out who it's going to be.
I don't know because they have Nathan Knight and Luka Garza.
And Luka Garza,
who both barely ever pick up minutes. But
the thing, though, about Garza, man, is he's a good fantasy producer when he just gets, like, 15 minutes. So,
oh, I mean, if he were to get 15 minutes tonight, you're looking at, like, 25 fantasy points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's something, if I'm playing a lot of lineups here tonight, I might try to look into a little bit more with who they might run out at backup center here tonight. Because, I mean, if you get, like I said, if you can get 12 to 15 minutes from Garza, he could easily beat that price tag. I think he's like 3,800 on DraftKings.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out too, but it's kind of, there's nothing that leans toward one or the other.
There's really no rhyme or reason on who's going to get what. But, I mean, if I'm running out 150 tonight, I'm probably putting those two in some lineups though.
I mean, the last game that Gobert sat out, they did have Naz Reid starting.
Nathan Knight
played 8 minutes off the bench. Garza played 4 minutes off the bench.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Now you got no Naz Reid. So, I mean, all you need from Garza's definitely a better fantasy producer than Knight. But
yeah,
all you need from Garza is 15 minutes, and it could completely win you a tournament.
Yeah, that's it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, we pretty much hit on the whole team, so.
Yeah. Real quick, what is Jalen Noel's price on DraftKings?
He is $3,300. I was actually looking at
him. If he's playing, I would absolutely take some shots there.
Yeah, yeah. I need to know he's definitely going to be playing and backing up Conley and all. But, no, I'm with you. I like him if he's playing here, just as a dart throw here at 3,300.
Yeah, and if he does happen to sit, then Nickeil Alexander-Walker should actually see some decent minutes off the bench too.
Yeah, what's his price?
3,800.
Yeah, see, he's 42. He's a little more expensive on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to. Someone's got to play off that bench tonight, so.
No, you're right, because before the slate, I was looking at Jalen Noel and just hoping maybe he would be back. But, I mean, everything I'm reading sounds like he's on the verge of playing. So I feel like if you're going to play, this is the game to do it. So keep an eye on that.
Gosh, man, when you look at Minnesota's bench tonight, that's horrendous.
Yeah, it is. But if you could just find a couple pieces that maybe are going to play decent minutes, you could.
If Noel sits, McLaughlin could be your guy.
Yeah, because he's already been playing.
Yeah, but I mean, they've basically, their bench is McLaughlin, Noel, Alexander Walker, and whoever's at center.
Yeah, but see, they bumped McLaughlin up to 4,200. So, I mean, that's the thing. They already bumped some of these guys up in prices.
Yeah, they're all under 4K on FanDuel.
Yeah, see, so that's a little that's
except
a little
Noel,
better, so.
He's the one who got bumped up to 4,700 on FanDuel.
Oh, dang on, so they must know something.
Yeah, that's why if he plays at 3,300 on DraftKings, that's I'd risk it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, especially if you're playing a lot of lineups.
Yep, but that's officially it for Minnesota, so we can jump to the Lakers. This was the worst side for me. These prices on FanDuel just suck for the Lakers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely up there, boy. I really do like this matchup, especially with Kat back at center for Anthony Davis here tonight, but he's 11-2, and it's going to be hard to make him work if you want to try to get any other studs in your lineup, so... All I can say is good luck with that, because I tried building a couple with them, and I mean, you can do it, but you're definitely taking some dart throws at some guys down here in that low 4K price range.
Yeah, definitely. He is 11.6 on FanDuel, so insanely expensive.
Yeah. I do have a little interest in D'Angelo Russell, though, still at $7,200. I don't mind taking a few shots there, but man, I tell you, the rest of these guys are priced up. Reeves, $7,100. LeBron's almost 11K. So, I mean, these guys are up there. The one guy, though, I did have a little bit of interest here, like I said, just looking for value tonight. But Hachimura, the last few games of the season, like last five out of the last six games, he played at least 21 minutes or more in those games. And Vanderbilt's minutes were actually coming down. So, just, I mean, something to look at here. I mean, Hachimura is $4,100 tonight. And, I mean, if he's going to go out there and be playing 22, 23 minutes, I don't mind that taking some shots there at that price tag.
Yeah, 4,600 on FanDuel. The way he's been playing, I don't mind it either.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, Vanderbilt has just been playing like teens here lately out of the last five. He's been below 20 minutes in all those games. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe just Hachimura's out, seems to be out playing him off the bench.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, so, keep an eye on that. But Vanderbilt's 4,400. If you think he goes out there and gets 28 minutes tonight, then that's not a bad price tag either. So.
Yeah, I just I don't know what they're going to do. They even got Troy Brown Jr. playing in the 20s all of a sudden.
Yeah. I mean, he's another one, 4,100. I'm definitely looking at this small forward, power forward kind of backup guys here, because some of them are decent prices, and if you can get that right one that's going to get 22, 23 minutes tonight off the bench, might work out.
Yeah, but you got any interest in LeBron?
I mean, I do. I mean, I'm naturally going to have him in some lineups, but, you know, I look at guys like LeBron, who's 10-9, and then I look at Jimmy Butler at 9K, Anthony Edwards, 9,100, Karl-Anthony Towns, 8,900, or whatever I said he was. I mean,
yeah.
I just feel like I almost want to go with that 8K, 9K range where I can maybe try to fit a few more guys and then play, you know, your upper 4, 5K range guys. But
yeah, I think I agree.
But like I said, I really like the Anthony Davis spot, so I'm going to try to get him in a few lineups too, but we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, it's going to be tough working around that price tag.
Yeah. Why, you think Tristan Thompson comes out here and plays like 20 minutes tonight?
Heck no. So funny they brought in Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny too. I just wanted to bring it up. But
especially because I've got like 4 centers now.
Yeah, I know. But other than that, man, that's really it, man. I feel like most of my stuff's probably going to come between Miami and Minnesota here tonight.
Yeah, I think I agree.
So that's it for me, though.
Yeah, that is it for me as well. So that is all 2 games on tonight's play-in schedule, broken down and covered. Anything else to touch on before we get on up out of here?
Nope. Love it. Glad the playoffs are just about here. I mean, play-in to me is pretty much like the playoffs. So, yeah. I can't wait to sit down and watch some basketball tonight, man. Can't wait. Good luck, everybody.
Yep. Great to finally be watching some meaningful basketball. But yes. Of course, before we get out of here, If you're watching on YouTube, hit thumbs up, subscribe. If you haven't, hit the notification bell. If you're watching, if you're listening in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you can. Everything is always appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. I think that's everything. That's going to do it for today's episode. We thank you all so much for watching and listening to another episode of the 3NKey Podcast.